From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Housing starts are surging, increasing more than 14% in January. It's the largest monthly rise in new home construction in more than a year and a half. And in a separate report out today, the Labor Department says prices at the wholesale level have risen sharply, up 0.8% last month, fueled in part by a nearly 7% jump in wholesale gasoline prices. Anti-government protesters in Bahrain are holding forth in the capital's main square after taking part in the funeral procession for the second of two protesters who've been killed there. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain says thousands spent the night in a makeshift tent camp.
It's a very large procession, not quite as large as yesterday, I would say, and that's because many people have stayed to maintain their hold on Pearl Square, the central, traffic circle where many people gathered yesterday afternoon. They're determined to hold that territory until they get reforms out of their government, out of the ruling family.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain. Anti-government demonstrations have now spread to Libya as well. 17 military veterans and active duty personnel are suing the Pentagon, claiming it's not doing enough to investigate and prosecute military sexual assault cases. NPR's Rachel Martin says the suit claims victims of such assaults are often ordered to keep serving alongside those who attack them.
The federal class action suit alleges that the U.S. military is encouraging the victims of sexual assault to report the crimes, then failing to follow up with prosecution. The plaintiffs in the case are calling for an independent third party to handle military sexual assault claims. According to the Service Women's Action Network, that's the group leading the lawsuit, there were more than 3,000 reported rapes in the military in 2009 alone. Most attacks go unreported. A Pentagon spokesman said in a statement that sexual assault is a, quote, wider societal problem, end quote. And while the Secretary of Defense has made this a command priority, there is still more work to do to make sure all service members are safe from abuse. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
United Airlines has been grounding dozens of its Boeing 757 jetliners for maintenance checks on the aircraft's computers. Alex Keefe of member station WBEZ reports the move could force more flight delays or cancellations today.
A United spokeswoman says the checks can take up to 90 minutes, but so far today, they seem to be causing minimal delays. The company says United grounded the Boeing 757s when it discovered it had not completed the checks after updating air data computers to comply with the federal mandate from 2004. The company's encouraging air travelers to check their flights online before heading to the airport. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
Book retailer Borders has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company says it will close nearly a third of its more than 600 stores over the next few weeks. This is NPR News from Washington. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry is holding high-level meetings in Pakistan to try to defuse the diplomatic standoff involving a U.S. embassy worker who's accused in connection with the killings of two Pakistanis. President Obama is calling for Raymond Davis's release, saying he's shielded by diplomatic immunity. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the State Department says Davis shot the Pakistanis in self-defense during a robbery.
From the U.S. consulate in Lahore, Senator John Kerry appealed to Pakistanis, saying one incident cannot be allowed to break apart U.S.-Pakistan relations.
I'm not trying to dismiss this incident. We honor what it means, but we need to reach beyond it and find a way to go forward.
The Davis case has ignited deep anti-American suspicion, constraining the Pakistan government from releasing Davis despite pressure from the highest levels of the U.S. government. President Obama spoke out on the case yesterday, saying the U.S. was not callous about the loss of life.
But there's a broader principle at stake that I think we have to uphold.
The U.S. presents its case for immunity for Raymond Davis before a court in Lahore tomorrow. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Los Angeles School District says as many as 7,300 teachers and other employees may have to be laid off at the end of this school year as part of an effort to deal with a massive budget deficit. A.J. Duffy, who heads the teachers' union, says he was hoping school officials would avoid such widespread layoffs.
We are disappointed in the school board. We had hoped that a majority of the board would have stepped forward and simply said, enough is enough. We've had 2 years of draconian cuts.
Duffy says the union will look for ways to minimize layoffs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.